Today, with so much uncertainty in our lives, it's understandable to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. It's normal. But it's easy to check your stress and get help for your mental health with free resources from CalHope. Make a game plan by calling our warm line at 833-317-4673 or try our secure and confidential live chat today at calhope.org. CalHope, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Barracuda find a way to earn a weekend split as they take down the Toronto Marlies in the final game of the four-game season series by a score of 4-2. Barracuda never trailed in this game, and they take a 2-0 lead in the second period. Marlies made it interesting in the third, but ultimately the Barracuda would find a way to hold on, and with the win, they are now 22-13, 2-2, up to 48 points. The Marlies fall to 22-11, 2-3, as the Barracuda gains some valuable ground in the AHL's Pacific Division. It wasn't convincing, Drew, until the final horn sounded, but the Barracuda, for most of this game, were the better team, dictated the pace of play, and I think probably deserve the final result.
Yeah, I like their game from the get-go, really, when you look at it, Nick. We take the special teams out of it, but their five-on-five play was outstanding. They were energized on their toes. They were physical. They did a great job along the boards. They put the puck, for the most part, in the right place. Got 27 shots. There wasn't a lot of high-quality dynamite opportunities, but there was a couple. That one off of Graf, that was just a point blanker. It was a great A save by Octayamov. I had that all game, and I just killed it right there. But anyway, I thought that the Barracuda did a really good job on not really backing up. And they got the lead. Even when there was a pushback from the Marlies in the third, I thought the Barracuda did a nice job of sticking with it, of staying with the game plan.
Barracuda improved to 10-5-1-1 this season in the second game of back-to-back, and the record now stands after either a overtime or shootout loss. They are 3-2 on the year. So they've shown an ability to bounce back, and they find a way to split a weekend set with the Marlies, and they split the season series with the Marlies as well. The Barracuda going 2-1-1 against Toronto in four games. With the win, San Jose is now up to 48 points. They move past Abbotsford and past Colorado in the AHL's Pacific Division. Both teams were idle, and they are now in a tie for the third spot with the Coachella Valley Firebirds for that third spot. So it's a cluster of teams. Points are of the premium, and the Barracuda find a way to get three of a possible 4 points over the weekend. Let's recap this one. In the first, the Barracuda went out of the power play three different times, but really generated nothing in the way of opportunities. They'd outshoot the Marlies 13-9, but probably the best chance in the entire period came shorthanded for Alex Steves of the Marlies, but Gabe Carrier would come up with a save to keep it scoreless in the first. There's six to go in the first. Barracuda on the power play for the second time in the first period. Uh-oh, here's a shorthanded chance for Steves. 22 goals on the year, works in, and a glove save by Carrier. Gabe Carrier bails out the power play as he comes up with a glove save on Alex Steves. Carrier not overly tested in this game. The Barracuda were a little bit, I would say, loose on the power play, giving up some chances. This is a opportunistic Marley team with 7 shorthanded goals this year, but the Marlies had some looks, and Carrier not overly tested, I would say, in the game, but made the saves when necessary.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it. He made some key saves at the critical moments, and I thought Carrier was, when the Barracuda did lag, because they were pretty solid in their zone. When they did lag, Carrier was there.
He faced 8 shots in total in the third period. 2 of them got past him, but some big saves down the final stretch.
Yeah.
A couple of in-tight stops
that mad scramble
preserve the lead. Yeah, there was a scramble late in the game where both teams were trying to get to it. It was free for what felt like an eternity, and the Barracuda finally cleared it out of the zone. So we go to the intermission, nothing after one. And in the second, the Cuda would break through. At 8:40, Anthony Vincent would put one on net. It would go off of the glove hand of Octayamov, the netminder, and in, and the Barracuda had a 1-0 lead on Vincent's sixth from Hull and Van Robois.
Now delayed offside. Regenda was yelling at the ref and not getting off the ice.
Exactly. Get off the ice.
And now a shot. It muffed its way through. Anthony Vincent finds the back of the net. Akta Amoff just fanned on it with the glove hand, and the Barracuda are on the board. That simple play from Vincent puts it on net. It beats the netminder. It dribbles its way in. Barracuda up 1-0, but it's that line. Hard work pays off.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Absolutely. That line will give you that every single shift. They very rarely disappoint as far as hustle, energy, physical play, and chipping in for a goal, just a bonus.
No doubt. Barracuda up 1-0 on that goal off the stick of Anthony Vincent. They were not done in the first period. They would score again at 15:05. Ethan Cardwell gets a fortuitous bounce on a two-on-one. Tried to feed Regenda. Goes off of a back-checking Logan Shaw off of Cardwell in. Barracuda up 2-0 in the second. A skate and another power play goes to the wayside. Let's see if we can find that highlight here. Dot still holding on to it, trying to weave away from Mukhamudulin, and now it's intercepted Podorowski as he rushes it back to center ice. This could be a chance for the Barracuda. Cardwell coming in along for Regenda, pinballing, it ends up in the net, they score! That puck was bouncing around, it finally makes its way on the cage and beats the Marley netminder. Ethan Cardwell is going to get the goal. Cardwell credited with the goal, but it was all about what Podorowski did in the D zone.
100%. Defense sets up your offense, and Podorowski was just, he's brilliant again today. He got two assists. He just does so many smart things with and without the puck, but that play without the puck was the smart play. Took away a pass, took away anything in the zone, kicked it out to the streaking forwards, and they got a big goal out of it.
Podorowski with the secondary assist. He's got 8 points in his last four games. Extends his point streak to four consecutive. He's got now 23 points in his last 16 outings. He leads the AHL with 44 points on the year. So the Barracuda carry a 2-0 lead into the third period, but the Marlies would make things interesting. They'd kill off a two-minute power play and then find the back of the net, their first goal of the game, to cut the deficit down to one. But the Barracuda would answer back in the third period. Daniil Gushchin would get sprung free in a breakaway. His initial chance was turned aside, but the puck would end up back on his stick moments later, and Gushchin wouldn't miss this time. His eighth of the year, time of the goal at 3:48. Barracuda up 3-1 at the time. Cleared out by the Barracuda. This is going to be a breakaway for Gushchin. Busting in alone, shoots, and the save is made by Akhtayamov. As Gushchin tried to feed it through the five, Okuda still threatening. Gushchin, second attempt, he scores! Daniil Gushchin turned aside on a breakaway, but the Barracuda win the puck back. It's put on a tee for 75, and he rips it home. It's a 3-1 Barracuda lead. We talked about Podorowski making the defensive zone leading to the second goal. That was all about Bordolo winning a board battle.
Yep, and they did that all afternoon. They were really good, the Barracuda, on the boards. And Thomas Bordolo, he's added an element to his game, and his ability to check for the puck, his ability to work for the puck, not just to be a one-dimensional offensive guy, is very impressive, and he was the key there.
So the Barracuda up 3-1. Marlies wouldn't go away at 6:53. Joe Blandese would make it goals in three straight. His eighth of the year as he'd tip a puck through in between the circles. And once again, it was a game. As the Marlies get on the board, but it's answered back. Daniil Gushchin at 3:48 of this third, his eighth of the season. There's a shot. It gets tipped through by Blandese. And the Marlies are back within one.
Like you said last night, yesterday afternoon, I should say, score after the power play.
So the Marlies inching back within a goal, but the Barracuda would seal the victory at 19:24. Colin Graff, an empty netter as the puck had skipped over the blade of a Marley point man. And Graff, in his second game back in the American Hockey League after being reassigned on Friday, walks his way to an open net and makes it 4-2 Barracuda. And a poke it free to center. It was sealed off by the Marlies. Now it's lifted to the line. It's going to get through, and this is going to be a game winner for the Barracuda. Colin Graff will guide it into an open net. And the Barracuda take a 4-2 lead with 35.2 left here in regulation. Barracuda hold on, 4-2 winners. Carrier, the winning goaltender, Oktay Omov. We won't have to say that name again this year. He suffers the loss. Thought he had some good saves in the game as well. Didn't play too bad himself, but the Barracuda find a way to pick up the win. Big 2 points. It's a cluster in the Pacific Division. Points are extremely important as you turn past the halfway point of the year. Cuda will now look ahead to the Henderson Silver Knights coming up this next weekend. They're off until Friday. But again, a good performance and a well-deserved victory.
First three games of the homestand. This homestand is important. 7 games on this homestand. The first three games, the Cuda have got 5 points. So that's a good thing to have going. And coming up to Henderson, can't take anybody lightly. Henderson's not had a great year, but still, when the Barracuda were in Henderson earlier, it was a good game. It was back and forth, but overall, a good start to the homestand. You keep it going.
Yep, the Knights have won 5 in a row, a season-long stretch for them. Barracuda with the win are 14-4, 1-1 on home ice. They have points now in 5 straight on home ice, 4-0-1 during that stretch. Marlies will continue their road trip on Wednesday in San Diego. Let's go over our 3 stars. Number 3 star is Ethan Cardwell. Cards finishes the game with the goal in that second period. He had three shots on net, in the game. He is the number 3 star. Number 2 star, Andrew Podorowski. The 2 assists for Podorowski. Another 2-point effort, +1 rating, 1 shot on net. Number 1 star, Daniil Gushchin. He scores for the Barracuda in the third. Turns out to be the game winner for Goosh. He had a +1 rating, 2 shots on net. The Barracuda win it. Again, the winning goaltender is Carrier. He's now 4-1 on the season. Sharks back in action tomorrow. Drew will be on the call on NBC Sports California. We are on NBC Sports California next Saturday for our first telecast. Barracuda win this one. A final score of 4-2. That does it for our coverage. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in, whether you listened or you watched. We certainly do appreciate it, and we hope you join us again next Friday as the Barracuda return back to the ice to welcome in the Knights. That is a 7 o'clock puck drop. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 6:30. Until Friday, for Drew Amend, I'm Nick Nolenberger, reminding you of today's final score. Barracuda 4, Marlies 2. Until Friday, good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. Broadcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.